If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Bankruptcy as a solution that anybody can use to just relieve some of the, there we go. Now that sounds a lot better. Now you can hear me, right? Okay, Hampton Roads. That the so today we're going to be talking about how people can find solutions to their financial problems through the use of the United States Bankruptcy Code. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, geez, I don't want to file bankruptcy. But that, you know, the answer many times is that, you know, that is a tremendous source of freedom that people can avail themselves of through discharging their dischargeable debts. So, Colleen, how are you today?
Doing good. Sorry about the technical difficulties on that. We have different people coming into the studio, so they must have switched the microphones around for me.
Okay, well, good. We're on the air now, and I just wanted to let people know that the format of this radio program is call in. If you have a question, call in. That this is your opportunity to talk to an attorney. That myself, I've got about 30 years experience in the field of bankruptcy in the Hampton Roads area, and so that we have a law practice called the Alliance Legal Group, and that we have four offices around Hampton Roads. That I tend to go mostly to the Chesapeake office in Great Bridge and the Suffolk office in downtown Suffolk, but we also have offices over there in Newtown Road, just off of between the interstate and Virginia Beach Boulevard, and in Portsmouth, kind of catty corner from Maryview, right by Rodman and High Street. And so, you know, if you've got a question, you can come into our office, or that you can go online and go to our website, which is debtfreeva.com. And we have a little chat box there. You can set up a free consultation that we'd be happy to talk to you about your financial issues. You won't speak to a paralegal. You'll speak to an attorney. And the consultation will be absolutely free. And that the within about 10 minutes, we can pre-qualify you to determine whether or not a bankruptcy might be a good solution for you. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't. But often it is.
It's good for people to find out if they have questions.
Absolutely. You know, there's so much disinformation, you know, fake news, I guess we would call it, or as our president would call it, and that the fake news out there about what really a bankruptcy is and what a bankruptcy isn't. And, you know, that typically an individual consumer, people like you and I, have the right to file bankruptcy under certain conditions, usually a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13. And there's different provisions, and there's different reasons as far as why people would file either, and there's different ways to qualify. But that until you know what those facts are, that you can't even possibly avail yourself of those types of relief.
So we're thankful that you're tuning in today. Again, the phone number is 488-5299. If you'd like to make a comment or question, maybe you have something you've been thinking about, we're here to give you that information today. So 488-5299, 488-5299. You can also check out, like Steve was talking about, go to debtfreeva.com as well.
You know, one of the things that we see a lot of since the COVID-19 crisis that's happened during this year is that people have fallen behind a lot of times on their vehicle payments. And so, you know, if you're driving your car around right now and you're a couple payments behind on your vehicle, you know that there's a solution in order to take all your payments, put them in one payment per month, lots of times, many times, less than your actual car payment, and at the same time, discharge a whole bunch of debts like your credit cards and medical bills and, you know, miscellaneous bills that otherwise... I think we got a caller online, but I don't know if they'll be able to get through with that phone call. Let me tell you the phone call that you need to call in order to get a hold of us. The phone number is
488-5299.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say 757 area code as well.
Yeah. And so that if you're listening and you want to Just tell. And again, these calls can be anonymous. You can say that my name is Bill or Joe or Sue or whoever you want to say, and you don't have to give us your full name if you don't like. If you'd like to, you're certainly welcome to. But you know what we want to do here is just give you some answers to some of your questions. And again, if you want more detailed answers, or if you don't want to go online, go to the website, thedebtfreeva.com, and then again, that we'll have a confidential appointment with you, a time that you can discuss with your attorney on the phone or in the office. If you'd like to come in the office, we'd be happy to talk to you. A lot of folks over the last 6 months have taken the opportunity to use the phone conference, and we even have video chat for those folks that want to do video chat. But for the most part, that a phone conversation going over the types of bankruptcy and your general circumstances will give us a pretty good idea, give you a pretty good idea of what you can do as far as some debt relief through bankruptcy.
Well, and I like how you were talking about, you know, people had some of their payments deferred, you know, during this time. Some people did not have to pay rent. Some student loans are deferred, you know, car payments, like you said, different things like that. I think you can even get some assistance with utility bills and things like that, but mm-hmm. it might not be enough. It's gone on much longer than anybody ever anticipated. So,
or that it should have gone on. That's let's be honest here, that the truth is that hopefully this thing is over pretty soon. At least the some of the, you know, the circumstances that are kind of imposed upon people when these kind of things happen. But, you know, from a financial standpoint, that there were some moratoriums, there were some helpful delays in some of the payments that were required. For instance, for mortgages, for FHA, VA, and FHA, VA, Freddie Mac sort of loans, that HUD loans, that there was a moratorium still in effect through the end of December, that basically if you fell behind on your mortgage payments, that you would still have to pay them, but there was a moratorium as far as having to pay those. Now, in January, when those come up, you still owe those payments. If you didn't make 3 or 4 or 5 payments, you still owe those monies. And that even though that there's certainly a hope and an indication that the mortgage companies would likely work with you, that, you know, you don't know. And so that come January, those payments come due. And if you don't have a workout with the mortgage company, that, you know, one of the solutions, one of the alternatives might be bankruptcy. Chapter 13 will put those in a lump sum, put them over a 5-year period of time as far as your arrearage, and also get rid of a lot of your debts.
It sounds good to not have a payment, but then if it all comes due all at once, that's a little scary.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of the folks that have car payments, that they took that deferment option, really got surprised. They really didn't understand that basically that they would have to make all payments at the same time. You know, they'd all come due, and so a lot of the deferments have come due, and they owe 3-4 payments. And some of the car companies are not working with the folks, and so that the bankruptcy Chapter 13 option lots of times is a blessing that in disguise, that they actually be able to take what they had for a car payment, put it over a long period of time, actually what they call cram down, reduce the car payments in many circumstances. And I guess we should go over that real quick, what a cram down is for a car payment. If you're driving your car right now and you say, I'm 3 payments behind, and you put all your payments in this Chapter 13 bankruptcy, that if you have a vehicle that is more than 2.5 years from the time that you purchased the vehicle, and let's say the vehicle is worth like, you know, $10,000 now, but you paid like, you know, you owe on it like $20,000. Well, the really good news is the bankruptcy court has this cram down provision that says you only got to pay back $10,000. And you don't have to pay it, like, say, you know, let's say you bought it 2 years ago and 2.5 years ago. And so, you know, you owe $20,000 on it, it's worth $10,000. But that you can then take that $10,000, spread it off over 5 years, and have a considerably lower payment than the payment that you have now, and be current as far as your contractual your obligations now altered by the bankruptcy court, but which is your new obligation.
Well, that's information people need to know, because you're hitting people where they live right now.
Yeah.
You know, with the car payment, with the house payment. And even if you weren't making something, you know, you have to do something about it soon. So is it too early to tell how things are going to look at the first part of the year?
Well, you know, we don't know. I don't think anybody knows what it's going to look like in the first part of the year. You know, that there's so much political uncertainty right now that, you know, we don't know who our president is going to be. We don't know, you know, in after January 20th, we do know who our president is between now and then. But that the but we don't know if that with all this uncertainty, the markets are doing crazy things right now, going up and down. And so there's a lot of questions about what will happen in the new year. So the best thing to do is, like a lot of folks are coming in right now, just getting the information of what to do. You know, you shouldn't, you know, the best way to plan your financial affairs isn't to wait till those situations happen to you. Get the information before they happen so you know what your options are. And a lot of times with bankruptcy, you'll make decisions either to pay or not to pay certain debts a month or 2 months down the road based upon what you're going to do 2 months down the road. So certainly figuring out what the rules are, what the circumstances are. Sometimes your income will either qualify you or disqualify you. And so it's important to file now versus later. And sometimes it's better to file later than now. And so without the information, you really don't have a good idea of what you can and can't do.
We are talking to Steve Taylor. He is from the Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads. And this show is called Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. You can check out the website at debtfreeva.com, debtfreeva.com. And right now, this is a caller-driven show as well. We'll take your listener calls at 488-5299. It's 488-5299 to take your call if you have a question, a concern. Maybe, you know, you have just a scenario, a question about what's going on in your situation or maybe someone else that you know. You can call us at 757-488-5299.
Well, Colleen, you know, the how are you doing?
I'm good today.
Doing good, doing good. And you know, that we've been getting a lot of phone calls over the last, I guess, week or two, exactly mentioning what you just spoke about. You know, how is the economy going to change in the event that, you know, there's a change in presidents, you know, and that the, and, you know, I'm, like I said, that it's, we don't have, I'm still, you know where I stand politically. And so that I'm still very confident, very hopeful that you know, President Trump will be in the White House. But you know, if he's not in the White House, you know, how is that going to change? We don't know. That you know, the markets are all waiting to see what's going to happen, mm-hmm. And there's a lot of uncertainty right now. And so, a lot of people are concerned. You know, that's one thing that I can tell you is there's a lot more anxiety on individuals that I speak to just based on. You know, that they already had some financial issues. They already had questions about, you know, their job or their circumstances. Now they've got this whole question about, you know, what is next year going to look like? And that's causing a lot of stress.
Well, what are some of the things that you do to help them alleviate that?
Well, you know, the main thing we do, don't we?
Yes.
And what is that?
Pray with them.
We pray with them. That's right. You know, and
everybody needs that, I think.
Yeah. You know, that the there's a lot of... In Philippians, it talks about, you know, preaching to yourself, you know, talking, you know, thinking of those things that are good and those things that are honest, those things that are pure and those things that are lovely, those things that are of good report, you know, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things. So it's very easy to get caught up in all the problems that we're dealing with. And if you allow yourself to worry and think about how bad things are, about how bad this is going to be if this happens, and the next thing you know that you're going to be very depressed and you're going to be very unable to do the next right thing, which is what you need to do. And so that, you know, we have a God in heaven that's well in control of this whole situation. We know that we can trust him. And if you're somebody driving around or at your home today and you got some anxiety, you know, the Bible teaches us that if we keep our eyes on Jesus, you know, that he will keep us in perfect peace.
Good information to have.
Yeah.
It's and good advice. You know,
the answer is that he is in control. And, you know, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, that's the very first place to start.
Yes.
You know, even though that you can keep your eyes on Jesus, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, that's not going to give you the peace. You know, that you've seen that sign, usually you're driving by a church or someplace and it says, you know, what does it say? It says, no peace.
No Jesus, no peace.
No Jesus, no peace. And then no Jesus, no peace. And of course, right. The first one is like no N-O.
N-O, yes.
And then the second one is K-N-O-W. Mm-hmm. And I know that's what happened to me 21 years ago now, that I didn't know, I knew of Jesus, but I didn't know Jesus. And when I came to know Jesus, my life changed. And so I can deal with this whole crazy situation that we have with politics, knowing that he's in control. And I don't know the answer as far as what he's going to do, but I do know him. And I do know that he's trustworthy. And I do know that, listener, that if you have a relationship with him, that I don't know what's going to happen with your finances, but I do know this, that he does.
And that's the thing I do appreciate about Steve and the Alliance Legal Group, you know, that they will, you know, listen to you. They have the knowledge. That's wonderful. You have the knowledge and the direction to put people in, depending on their circumstances, where they need to go with bankruptcy and their financial situation. But they also will take the time to pray with you and make sure, you know, that you're on the right track there as well.
We had some clients in our offices this morning, and that's what we, you know, that of all the legal advice that we gave them, what comfort that they were Christians, they were believers, and that the I could sense the thing that comforted them the most, gave them the most peace, was when we prayed, when we said, you know, we don't know what the, you know, sometimes you don't, you know, sometimes you plan the very best you can, but then the results are up to the Lord. And so, you know, the thing that gave them the most peace, the most comfort, was when we prayed. And you know, that's always the case, you know, that the once we recognize that, that, you know, we might cast the lots, but he determines their outcome, that we always recognize that basically that even if the outcomes aren't what we necessarily want, that he loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us, that if he would do that for us, how much more will he take care of the daily affairs of our life in such a way that he would show his love through the provision of those care.
Thank you so much. Again, we all are taking your phone calls. So if you'd like to get a call in, maybe you have a testimony, a comment, 488-5299, 488-5299. You're listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom right here on The Lighthouse on WPMH. And we're here every Tuesday and now Thursdays as well from 1230 until 1 o'clock. And again, it's caller driven. So you can call in at 488-5299, ask a question, make a comment, maybe a story or something like that you'd like to ask Steve as well. So 488-5299. He also has a website, so if you need to jot that down and take a look at it, it is debtfreeva.com, debtfreeva.com.
And I appreciate you asking me about, you know, how to maintain that peace. And I am a pastor, and that the we have a church over there in Suffolk called Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk, and we bring in biblical principles into the counseling and the direction of the consultation. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be a Christian to come to our office. We run our office in such a way that we use biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve our clients and their legal needs. We also employ a chaplain, and Don Mills is a chaplain. He's called in once on this show. Maybe he'll call in again one of these days. But that, you know, he really enjoys praying with clients, that taking prayer requests, and that every morning between 8:30 and 9, we have a Zoom meeting between some of our employees, and that we pray for our clients. We pray for their specific needs, and prayer changes things. You know, it really does.
It sure does.
Sometimes it doesn't change the circumstance, but it changes the way that we deal with the circumstances.
Right. Changes your outlook.
Absolutely. And that's usually the thing that we need to change the most. We need to recognize that he is in control.
So definitely, you know, again, you're talking about a lot of things, a lot of different circumstances. Steve, give us more information on if people, you know, maybe what you've seen recently, like questions that you've had from people coming into your office.
Okay, well, you know, I think a lot of the folks that do come in, especially recently, have come in with a lot of medical issues. You know, a lot of medical bills, even folks that have now gone on to some sort of medical insurance, like through Medicaid or otherwise, there was a period of time that they weren't covered.
Right.
And so that they had this period of non-coverage where they accrued quite a bit of debt before they ended up, of course, finally getting the medical insurance that they do have. And these debts, a lot of these folks work. Some of them certainly have bank accounts, are turning into judgments. And these judgments are turning into garnishments of their bank accounts and of their paychecks. And so You know, that even though they now have this insurance, they make a perfect candidate for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which allows us to discharge the debts and prevent the garnishments, prevent the seizure of their assets, and give them a fresh start.
That's good. You know, like I said, like people are in different circumstances, and it is for a time. It's not always a continuous problem. It might be something that in a season that they've gotten involved in.
Absolutely. And so, you know, we're seeing a lot of folks come in with medical issues. We generally see that quite a bit. But a lot of people during the last year, that those folks that didn't, you know, a lot of folks got the Social Security, which was unemployment, which was $600 a week, and they did fine. But some of the people, surprisingly, didn't get the $600 per week. And then when the $300 started coming in for some folks, for whatever reason, a lot of folks either didn't get it or still haven't received it. And so that they were unemployed, not receiving income. And some of those folks used their credit cards. And so they had some medical, they had some living expenses that they put on the credit card. And that's how they lived during the last 2 or 3 months. And so they got these rather large credit card bills that that they're having a hard time dealing with. And, you know, that they end up paying $25, $50 a month trying to keep these credit card companies at bay. And it's probably not the best solution in the world that
no.
some of these folks have $10,000. They're not even taking care of the interest. They're just paying a portion of the interest. The interest, sometimes these credit cards are at 24%, 26%. And so that their $50 payment doesn't even cover half the interest on their now $5,000, $10,000 debt. And they're rapidly increasing, that they're throwing the good money after bad mm-hmm. money, and it's really not a good solution.
So what do you recommend in those cases?
Well, in most of those circumstances, you know, that we'll take a look, and if they qualify for a Chapter 7 or 13, then we'll advise them. You know, the first question is always, should I keep paying, you know, these creditors? And of course, you know, as an officer of the court, I can't tell them just stop paying your creditors, but I can tell them that if you plan on moving forward and getting qualified, that I wouldn't throw good money after bad.
There's got to be pros and cons to all of the different solutions, you know, and it, again, each of these circumstances is based on your individual circumstances, lifestyle, whatever you're doing, whatever you're up against, you know. So certain things, you know, you hear debt consolidation, you hear bankruptcy, you hear, you know, different things like that as well.
And let me mention that debt, because I'm glad you mentioned that. There's a lot of folks that do debt consolidation. You know, usually these companies that basically, you know, have you take all your credit cards, and, you know, different companies do different things as far as how they do it. The problem with those companies are, one, their payments are usually very high. That the bigger problem, though, is once the debts are quote-unquote resolved, those debts show up on your credit report as less than full payment on those creditors. And so that you end up with worse credit than you would have if you would have filed bankruptcy and then clean your credit up after the bankruptcy, you know. And so and you end up staying on these things for a long, long period of time. I almost never, ever recommend folks doing these credit cleanup things, because they end up paying a lot of money over a long period of time. It takes a long time for them to get through the system. They pay a high percentage of the debt back, and then they have credit that's not very good. And so, you know, usually that's not a good plan. That's not the way that usually a Chapter 13, or even better yet, a Chapter 7 would work better for them.
Well, you might not know this, but how long then does that stay on their credit report?
Well, it's 7 years for a Chapter 13 and 13. Are you talking about, it's 7 years generally for bad credit?
Okay.
You know,
that you didn't pay derogatory. Bill.
Derogatory credit references.
Okay.
And so that the...
it's a fairly long time.
It's a long time. And especially considering the fact that if you file a bankruptcy and get your discharge, that that there's opportunities to clean your credit up that will get you much better credit much, much quicker.
Well, there's, you know, again, people have those questions like, okay, you're ringing up all this credit card debt. Nobody, you know, wants to do all of that. And like you said, you're never going to pay. I mean, I hear those stories. You're never going to pay that off. It's never going to be. But what are the alternatives? Like, oh, I had no job, you know, and, you know, again, living within your means and things like mm-hmm. that. But it's difficult when you have no job or you have unexpected expenses. And obviously there's things, you know, within the lifestyle changes that people can make to better take care. We talked last time on Tuesday about budgets and things like that. Mm-hmm. So So after, you know, it's getting to that point, you know, getting reestablishing and fixing up what went wrong, I guess.
You're absolutely recalling. The phone number here is 757-488-5299. This is our call-in show, and that what we're looking at today is we got 4 minutes. So I don't know if we're going to be able to get you in if you call now or not, but that if you can't get in right away, then you can go to debtfreeva.com and get a free consultation, get you pre-qualified, go over your financial issue, whatever that is, and we'd love to talk to you. Again, if you tell people that you speak to, either the person on the chat box on the website or the paralegal that you speak to, that you heard from us on the radio, we'll certainly take that into consideration, try to give you the very, very best, not only, of course, always the best advice that we can give, but we'll even take a look at trying to give you some sort of discount based upon you being one of our radio callers. I think we have a phone call, one last one before it's two over.
It's Tony.
Oh, it's Tony. All right. Let's take one of our regular callers. Hey, Tony, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing, Steve?
Real good, Tony. Tell us real quickly what's on your mind today? You got about 3 minutes.
Well, with all that's happening, what's happening right now in the economy, how is that going to affect, you think, the need for people to make adjustments if the economy changes dramatically for bankruptcy versus their finances versus what they have to do to go forward?
Well, I appreciate the question, Tony. We were actually talking a little bit about that earlier, and that I think the conclusion was that we just need to get prepared for whatever happens. And so, you know, that I think now's the time to take a look at your budget, take a look at your expenses, take a look at your plans, and then one of the things that we can help people do is to determine whether or not, if you had to file, what a bankruptcy would do for you, that we can pre-qualify you for a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13, and you can know either why you can or why you can't file and what the benefits of both chapters are.
Okay.
Are you doing okay?
Doing fantastic.
Good, good. God's taking good care of you.
Yes.
Amen. Well, it's good talking to you, Tony. We only got about a minute or two, so I appreciate your phone call.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Well, again, I think we're just about out of time. You can go to our website at debtfreeva.com, and we'll hopefully answer all your questions concerning your financial solutions that can occur through the use of the United States Bankruptcy Code. Did you have any other thoughts as we close?
I was going to say, there's a lot on people's minds, and we won't know everything. And I like that you put it back into perspective with, you know, trusting God. Yeah. For that, you know, put it all back in there. Leave our anxieties, cast all your cares on the Lord, for He cares for you.
That's right.
As far as that goes. But again, thank you for sharing. And people will have questions and concerns before they come along to this. And so, yeah, I do invite you to go check out Steve's website for the Alliance Legal Group at debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. If you have a question, you know, sometimes people are a little nervous about asking those questions, but you can go there and chat on the chat box or call in to talk to somebody there as well, and they'll help you out.
You know, there's a verse that I just want to close with today, and it's Psalm 145 and verse 18, and it says, "The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth." And the last time I looked, that word "all" in the Bible meant all. And so that, you know, that when we call to God, saying, "God, we just need your help. I just need your help," and you're sincere about it, He sees into your heart, and He knows that you need Him. And so, for those listeners out there that just really need some help, you certainly can call us, but call on Him first, and then just tell them what your issues are, and then we're here to help you as well. Then you know, either call us at 482-5705, that's our office number, or easier yet is just go to debtfreeva.com, and then we'll be glad to assist you.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in today to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom, and you can tune in again next Tuesday. We'll be there Tuesdays and Thursdays from 12:30 until 1 o'clock. And again, thank you so much for listening. Check out Steve's website at Alliance Legal Group at debtfreeva.com, debtfreeva.com.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-927-